This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Friday Eve, Carrie Bickmore.
Welcome to the heat wave that's sweeping the nation. Hot, hot feeling. That's what it's like at the moment all around Australia.
Hot.
Is that why you're wearing your singlet?
Yeah, I actually tried to put a t-shirt on, but my arms just busted the sleeves off. And that's where we are.
Do you know what? Someone made a funny comment the other day when we had Sarah Jessica Parker on. You were wearing a shirt and tie because you were actually dressed for the project later that night. And someone made a comment that you dressed up more for our radio show that day than you did for the radio awards night that we went to on the weekend.
That's very true. The difference is that people provide my clothing for TV, and when left to my own devices, I would never wear a tie.
To be fair, I provided your shoes for the radio awards.
That's true.
You still haven't paid me back for. Do you intend on paying me back for them? Or?
Yeah, I will. I got you, mate. I got you. I got you, mate. I got you. I might actually shout you a gold Hummer ride instead of paying you back.
Oh, the one I've already prepaid for.
Yeah, we do have one of those kicking around, but I'll get a different one anyway. Hey, Pickers, what's coming up?
Speaking of Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've got something on her that we need to discuss.
Oh, God, you guys kissed, didn't you?
Did we?
Oh.
We'll find out next.
That's a great tease. That's real good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What have you done, you sado?
I think I'm confusing my professional life with my personal life.
I love it. I love it.
See, we've had a big week of stars, of people on our show. We've been hanging out with fun people at the Radio Awards.
Yes.
And what I've done is something I haven't often done in the past is I've thought in the short time I've spent with them that I've become friends with them.
Yes. Which one? You sexted Cody Simpson, didn't you?
He's the only one I haven't tried to reach out to. So first of all,
this is just because you don't have Snapchat, isn't it?
Is that what he's on?
He's two younger things.
Well, no,
Bickmore's downloading TikTok. Look out!
We had Sarah Jessica Parker on not only our radio show but the project.
It was
earlier
amazing
in the week, right? And she'd already been on the project 7 years ago. Okay,
I know you hadn't shut up about that either. You kept telling me, "Ask me." You got me to ask her.
That's not
bring up when she was going to take the show to America and gonna give me a job.
No,
and I was like, "Chill out, Bickmore." And you called me, and you should bring it up.
Okay, she did mention 7 years ago that she loved our show.
Yes.
And we've been using the bit of her saying on it that she loved our show any chance we could on the project, because anyone saying they love you is worth replaying over and over.
Of course.
So all I said was, you could have fun with that if you wanted.
No, you said, have fun with that. In the unfunnest tone ever.
Anyway, so then afterwards, I wasn't following her before. Bad mistake. Of course, if she's a friend, I should have been following her. So I started following after the show last night, and I noticed that she'd posted a pic of her playing cards in Melbourne, right? And I also noticed that she was engaging with everybody.
Hang on, you're saying you noticed, like it came through. You were looking at her feed.
Yeah.
Like, of course you noticed. It's one of her photos. I just noticed.
Anyway, I also noticed that she engaged with all the comments. So, you know, like she was commenting back to everybody. Like,
oh, no.
People were saying, oh, my God, you were so great on the project. How great are the project people? And she was like, oh, my God, that was so awesome. We had so much fun. And then other people were like, are you loving Melbourne? And she was like, it's so great being in Australia.
What did you write?
So I thought, oh, great. I've wondered how to get her number. I'll reach out.
I wondered how to get her number.
Don't do that noise.
No, Buzz. That's fair.
Did you
remember
see Buzz?
Remember when I was emailing Tiffany Haddish in the middle of the night? You guys gave me all of this, calling me a loser and a saddo.
Anyway,
you're sober.
I didn't ask for her number. I just said, thanks for stopping by the project desk. Look forward to moving to New York to do the US version of the project.
Good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Only
I mean,
I'm
saying good. I'm saying good when what I mean is, for the realms of patheticness, that's good.
Anyway, she did get back to me. She's gotten back
didn't
to all.
Didn't you say she responded to all of them?
Yes, except for mine.
Oh, my God.
But Val,
and because everybody
Val
else will be able to
back
see
to
there.
Mine. Val Bean One has responded to me. She's,
oh, my gosh.
She said, was thrilled and grateful to be in the audience tonight. It was a great interview. She's always so warm, friendly and down to earth. We weren't allowed to take photos, unfortunately, but I blew her a kiss. That's
great,
Val,
amazing?
But I wasn't messaging you. I was messaging Sarah Jessica.
She wrote back to Karen Wilkins, and all Karen wrote was, love seeing on the project. And she wrote, oh, thanks.
I know.
She wrote back to 5-star books for kids.
Why?
She wrote back to
back
someone
to
who asked, have you tried the new cheese toasty Pringles? And she wrote back, nope, we just grabbed whatever was there available.
So why is she not responding?
She even
to
wrote
me?
Back to someone who said, I don't like. And she wrote back, oh my. You are literally the only comment. She hasn't written back to.
Maybe she doesn't know it's
some
me.
Some random.
Maybe she doesn't know it's me.
You've got a tick on your account. Some random wrote, our beautiful city, hope you love it as much as we do. And she wrote back, we do. Just had a gorgeous dinner at Flower Drum.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Everything.
I know.
Loved you on the project. You need to come to Australia more often. If only I could. I loved your country. Kiss. She's giving randoms kisses and you got nada.
I'm starting to think maybe I should double down on it. Like, maybe she didn't see it. So maybe if I DM her,
yes,
then it'll go
good.
Straight to her. I've got a tick. It'll go up the top and she'll see it.
Well, speaking of ticks and speaking of DMs, I've got a bit of news for you regarding this. And I don't think for you, but I'll tell you what it is next.
Oh.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A trip to Antarctica is on the line a little bit later on this afternoon. Penguining, it is back.
Yeah, you're listening to Carrie and Tommy, or as we are known, the only person who didn't get responded to on Instagram by Sarah Jessica Parker and Tommy.
Who I thought was a friend. Anyway, I've now DM'd her. She didn't get
so
back
funny.
To my comment under
That's
a picture.
So
but I've
funny.
Now DM'd her. I've said, thank you so much for being so gorgeous on the project. I hope you had a safe flight back. See you in another 7 years, laughy face. So I'm sure she'll get back
to that. Oh, mate, so despo. You've got to let go of that one interaction you had 7 years ago.
No, we just had another one. So every 7 years it was
Hang
meant
on.
To be a
when?
Joke.
Oh, in real life, because I was like, you certainly didn't on Instagram. Everybody else in Melbourne, a city of nearly 5 million people, did.
Okay, I'm a loser. Anyway, I've DM'd her now. It's fine. She'll get back to me, and we're all good.
I had a bit of news for you, but I'm scared now. Because
Why?
Well, you know,
you've already made me feel like a loser. You can't make me feel like any more of a loser.
No, you did half of that yourself. You're the one that crept into Sarah
friendly.
Jessica Parker's. Now you've.
Damn.
Did you know you just DM'd her the same thing as you wrote on a comment? So if she does see it, she's just going to get the same letter twice, essentially.
Okay. Well, then if she missed the first, then
You can delete DMs. Remember, we learnt that.
I'm not deleting it.
You
I'm
should.
Proud of my.
Okay. Well, delete
approach.
Your comment then. She hasn't seen it. She has. She just hasn't responded.
Stop it. Is that what you wanted to do with this? Is this what you said you had news for me?
No. So you mentioned that you were going to DM Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
As you know, my recent thing that I've just discovered is fun is DMing my favourite rappers, right?
Yeah.
And Sarah Jessica Parker actually made such an impact that when you said I might DM her, I was like, well, that would make you the second person in the team who has DM'd Sarah Jessica Parker. Because I
what
DM'd her. Well, I
when?
DM'd her.
When we were just talking?
No.
What?
I DM'd her yesterday. Because
if you tell me that she's got back to your DM, I'm walking out of the show.
Check your phone. I've just sent you a screenshot. Can you read out to read it to the people? Radio is an audio format. You've got to read it
you
out.
You are... Oh,
read
my
it out.
God. That was all for fun, me pretending to be a loser. I'm an actual loser. She has got back to your DM and not mine.
Read it out because.
You said thanks for being so amazing on the project. You're the actual best, Kiss. I mean, that's pretty sucky. And she's, what? I'm like, oh, yeah, my what God.
What did she write back?
Thanks, Tommy. You are the actual best. And you don't smell like desperation at all.
And you stopped short. You stopped.
Kiss.
Double down. Yes. But quick, because check yours. She might have written back to yours quickly. Because she got back to mine pretty quick. She might have written back to yours quickly. Just have it. Check yours. Check. Mate, come on. We're all behind you. Buzzy, aren't we all behind Bickers?
Yes, come on, Bickers.
Bickers. Has she got back to you?
You know she hasn't. No, she hasn't.
I didn't know that. I was actually hoping.
I can't believe she told you were the actual best.
Well, she responded to the person who just asked her about the flavour of Pringles. I wasn't feeling too good. I think we should also talk.
Hated me?
No, mate, no one could hate you ever.
Is it because you're a guy?
No, she's happily married. The Pringles lady was a lady.
I thought we had something. We've got the same name.
That's her character. I don't know.
Why is Belle sending me a turtle? What's that mean?
Oh,
the awkward turtle.
Yeah, it's the awkward turtle.
What's the awkward turtle?
It means you've desperately tried to message her too many times and Belle thinks you're being an awkward turtle.
What's an awkward turtle?
Yeah. Buzzy?
I was going to say, I think it's just something the kids are saying. Hmm. I don't fully understand it, but I know what it is. And
but
I felt
Sarah
really good
Jessica
when I was...
Sarah Jessica knows
what it is. Oh, you should DM her and see. Actually, we want a response. I'll DM her. Hey, can we take a break? Can we...
I'm leaving the show. I said if she's gotten back to you, I'm leaving. I'm out. You can get the rest of the show.
I think you're
Sarah
out
Jessica.
because you don't want to face up to your friend who you got a signed message from Sarah Jessica Parker. In one of your lovely moments, can we talk about what happened to that note?
Not make me any more of a loser. We're done. Tie this up in the bow. I know I'm a loser. Let's stop talking about
whoa,
it.
Whoa. Someone needs a little bit of a confidence boost. Biggers, you're looking and sounding fantastic today. Let's continue that broadcasting brilliance when we come back and talk more of your loser antics up next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, we are here this week for Tradie Baby Zipsters, now available at Big W and Best and Less. Tradie Baby made tiny tough.
Little Addie. Yeah. Just crawling around everywhere in a tradie baby today because it's so sunny. It's perfect. Little short zipsters, little t-shirt short combo.
Oh, of course.
Oh, so good.
Tradie baby, suitable for all the seasons. Bickers, what are you doing on your phone?
Do I sound distracted?
Well, I mean, you've just got that glancing off into the distance look.
No, I'm refreshing every minute or so just to see whether perhaps Sarah Jessica Parker's DM'd me back.
Oh, mate.
I'm not letting it go.
More of a grown woman desperately messaging celebrities is up next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you have just tuned in, Bickers is having an absolute howler. She commented under Sarah Jessica Parker's post and she was the only one out of the, 100 comments that Sarah Jessica Parker didn't get back
comments.
To. 300 comments.
I wasn't the only one.
To be fair, that's only 150 comments because that's Sarah Jessica Parker commenting back 150 times.
Yeah.
And then your lone one. Yes. Yeah. And then you decided to double down and DM her.
Yeah,
and she didn't respond to that. I DM'd her and she got back to that, calling me the actual best. But the thing that people don't know about yet is you did a very lovely thing. You organised for Sarah Jessica Parker to write a lovely note to a woman named Patrizia.
So someone I know very well loves Sarah Jessica Parker. She's inspired by her fashion. She has her shoes. She's just come back from New York where she's studying fashion. She wants to do this thing where she helps older women who've come out of, say, divorce, get a new look, get some style and get back out there. And she's amazing. And I was going to take her to Business Chicks, but she was away. So I thought I'll get Sarah Jessica Parker to write a little note for her, encourage her to keep going on her mission, and then I'll give it to her.
That is in typical Bickmore fashion, is a thoughtful and lovely thing to do.
And then she was so gracious, Sarah Jessica Parker, that she did write something for me. To be fair, I don't...
She wrote something for Patrizia. She wrote something for me in my DMs. Yeah. She's written nothing for you in the comments yet.
Yeah. Anyway, I couldn't quite understand, to be fair, what she wrote, but I thought it didn't matter because it's still her words on a page written by her. So
yes.
I put it down right where we were doing our radio show. We went on to do with our radio show. Then I forgot about the piece of paper and I went home and I came back the next day and what do you know, the studio had been cleaned up and I don't know where the piece of paper is.
No, you at one stage when I worked out what was going on, I turned around and you were elbow deep in
the recycling bin.
So confused at what was going on.
I looked at every single piece of paper.
I got Sarah Jessica to sign something for my partner who's obsessed with her and I can't find it.
1 minute,
because it
could have been thrown out of this thing.
It's not in that.
Oh, this coffee's insane.
And I didn't find it. And now I don't know whether to tell her that I got it, but I can't give it to her, or just pretend it never happened.
Well, I mean,
although
she's on the phone.
We have just talked about it.
She's on the phone right now. Hey, Patrizia.
Hi.
This is Tommy here. Carrie is here as well.
Hey, Patrizia.
Hi.
How much do you love Sarah Jessica Parker?
Oh, she's brilliant. I was so sorry I couldn't be there to see you interview her. I would have loved to.
Yeah, we became friends for life, actually. BFFs.
Oh, brilliant. Two Carries. How gorgeous.
Patrizia, do you know what Carrie did for you?
Look, Brian told me this morning...
My dad.
..that you got something, but... it wasn't there for long.
In typical Brian fashion, very vague.
I got her to sign something for you and to encourage you to keep going with your new business venture. Only I left it on our table and it got thrown out and now I don't have it anymore.
Oh, that was
I was going to
so
frame it
thoughtful.
For you and everything.
Oh, Carrie, how thoughtful. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just admire that woman. She's just done, you know, amazing stuff all her life and that would have been wonderful. But thank you for the thought. It's in my... Yeah. It's in my...
Wow.
No heart.
Because you got off pretty lightly here.
Yeah, well, she's a lovely woman, unlike you. She's not going to tease me or make me feel like a loser. She's made me feel good about the thought.
Patricia, you're great.
Oh, absolutely. How magic.
Patricia, thank you. We will send you the footage. We actually have footage of Sarah Jessica Parker doing it because I know you said to our producers off air, I don't believe that Carrie got it signed.
Have you got evidence?
We've got evidence, so we will make sure we send you that. But thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Tommy.
Next time she comes out in another 7 years, I'll get it for you then.
Oh, brilliant. Yes, please. Front row and centre.
Patricia, if you want, I can send her a direct message and see if I can get a note passed on to you.
Oh, a direct message to her?
Yeah.
Do you know, Patricia, that both myself and Tommy direct messaged her to say thank you so much for being brilliant on the project and she got back to Tommy but not me.
Oh, well, no. Okay. I'll let that one slide.
Thanks, Patricia.
Okay.
Bye.
See you guys.
All right. Now she thinks I'm a loser too. Good.
mate, I've got something that might make this all better. I wouldn't
Do
let you.
Do you really?
Yeah. I wouldn't let you just go the whole show lampooning you like this without trying to at least fix the situation.
That's absolute BS.
I'm going to ask.
Could make this last for 2 weeks.
I'm going to ask of you the same thing I'm going to ask of the listeners, and that is stick around because I've got something for you next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Win a trip to Antarctica worth $43,000 with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little in 20 minutes.
I tell you what, Bickers, is that trip enough to get you out of the hole? If you won that amazing trip, is that enough to get you out of the slump that you're in?
The slump of the non-reply from Sarah Jessica Parker to my DM. Is that the slump you're talking about?
Not just a non-reply to your DM, the fact that she replied to my DM, the fact that she didn't reply to your comment, the fact that you got something signed for
that
Patricia,
I've now lost.
And then you lost that, and then you've just called Patricia to tell her that you didn't have that.
Yep. Penguining, going to Antarctica would make things a lot better. Is that what you're here to tell me? Am I going to Antarctica with our winner?
No, but I do have something nice for you. If you have just joined us, we've been playing you bits of audio and stuff that we recorded, as you know, because our mics are on at all times. So this was the moment when things started to go to the... when you realised that you didn't have it.
Hey, what did your auntie think of Sarah's message?
Oh, I don't have it.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I never took it. And then when I woke up in the middle of the night, I was like, oh, my God. And I left it and then I was like, oh, Carrie, you idiot,
Why
you left
you leave
it.
Everything
because I was a lot happening at the time.
Wasn't it just on a piece of...
Yes, that's what I mean. It's probably in the bin now.
It's absolutely gone.
Wait, it would have gone today, right?
Can you please go and dig?
Oh.
I'll do it. Where is it?
2 minutes.
Bin over there.
2 minutes.
2 minutes till we're live.
I'll yell out. Just leave the door open.
This one? No, not that one. Over near Amanda's desk.
Little did I know that you would actually then, as we've heard, get real deep in the bins.
I got Sarah Jessica to sign something for my partner who's obsessed with her and I can't find it.
1 minute, because it would have been 3 hours too.
It's not in... It's not in that.
Oh, this coffee's
It's a real low point when I'm rummaging through the rubbish.
Mate, I've never seen someone so in a bin.
It was food.
I looked out and I just saw two heels sticking out of a bin. And I mean, I didn't even know that bin could fit Bickmore.
Yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker heels. Yeah.
Sad. As you know, we posted that video of you having the lost note.
Yeah.
And you know how we've been saying Sarah Jessica Parker responds to everything.
Oh my God. If you tell me she's responded to you about the note, I'm going to lose my mind.
No, she hasn't responded to me although it would be the second time. but she responded to Carrie Tommy's show because we said, I don't think we've ever seen Carrie so low, ... in the post. The first comment, which has had nearly 400 likes, is from none other than Sarah Jessica Parker. And it says, wait, exclamation mark. Remind me of the name, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Was it Elizabeth, question mark, Rosemary? Send me and I will leave for you, Carrie. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Oh, she's awesome.
Isn't she amazing?
Oh, so did you send her the name?
No, I didn't because it makes me feel really bad about what we did next because we didn't mean to get her entangled in this web because while you were digging out there in the bins, we were also recording here in studio.
I got Sarah Jessica to sign something for my partner who's obsessed with her and I can't find it.
Well, I mean, because...
So Carrie is outside digging through the recycling bin. She's also digging through the other bin. I don't know why. She's got coffee all up her arms and I'm feeling horrible because at any moment I could put a stop to this, but I'm choosing not to. This, if you're hearing this message, it means I'm probably dead. And I realise...
You had the piece of paper,
not
didn't
dead,
you?
But soon to be...
You had the piece of paper that whole time.
Me? Oh, sorry, yes. I didn't know you were talking to me. I thought you were...
Who else am I talking to?
I don't know. Your face has gone flushed with rage. What?
So not only have you got the piece of paper, but you've allowed it to go on air that I lost it. So you're making me look, humiliating me once again in front of Sarah Jessica Parker.
You also called Patrizia and you didn't tell that you had her note when we've actually had the note sitting here.
You are an absolute prick.
I mean,
why do you do mean things like that?
Well, I didn't. I actually just found it. It was just over there.
I haven't even got a response back from her, but she's replying to our Carrie Tommy page. It makes me feel even worse. And now you tell me the whole time you've had the note.
You know how she responded to my DM?
Yes.
She didn't. That was photoshopped.
He thinks that he's a pranker. Everyone else thinks he's
such a wanker.
Classic prank boy.
Prank boy's back.
Did she respond to our Carrie and Tommy note?
Yes, she 100% did. That is true.
Okay, so she's communally responding to us, but not individually.
Not individually.
I'm okay with it as long as you're not getting responded to as well.
Do you know what the worst bit about this was? It started so small, and then you kept feeding us the ideas of what to do next. Have a listen to this audio.
Who was it for?
My dad's girlfriend. You should still get brownie points for doing the right thing and...
No one wants to hear about how they almost got a note from
I think it's funny.
Could we call her and...
Stop it. You could. You won't take my call. Oh, you mean Patrizia?
Yes.
She might not take my
you
call.
You really think that you guys are friends? She stopped talking to me.
I said she won't take my call. I said she wouldn't take my call.
You need to get some sleep.
I wasn't meaning that I'd call Sarah Jessica Parker,
sure,
right?
Mate.
I thought that's what you were suggesting.
Well, now you've got to call Patrizia back because we actually haven't told her that we've still got the note.
Okay. This has been such an emotional roller coaster. I'm really tired. Have you got Sarah Jessica on the line? Is that what's happening next?
Put her through. Oh, no, she apparently just wants to talk to me.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around Australia, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, last night we were on the project together. We had the gorgeous Georgie Coghlan on, obviously the monster from The Masked Singer. She was on to talk more about her lies and deception and how she fooled us all. But she did sing at the end of the show. She did a beautiful song. What was the song she did?
Flame Trees.
Flame Trees. And it's always tricky. We don't often have live performances on our show, do we?
No. And I think people should realise that it's live. I think some people are sceptical sometimes. But it's live. And so
it is live. In fact, the live last performance we had was
your
Ed Sheeran.
Special? Oh.
No, Ed Sheeran about 5 years ago. Like, they're few and far between. So we're just not as polished doing them. I mean, the performance was amazing. Georgie was polished at what she was doing.
Yes.
The rest of us, the backing people, we just weren't quite at our best.
There's a problem when you're live and you finish at an exact time. and there's a music act, if yes. they go 10 seconds under their yeah. time, suddenly there's 10 seconds where things need to happen.
Like last night.
Last night we had that, but it was 25 seconds.
So what happened was we finished our show. We said, thank yes. you so much for joining us. And yes. take it away, Georgie.
Yes, and the credits are meant to roll right yep. at the end of the song.
Yep. But
the
and then song all of a sudden,
25
in our
seconds
ear,
early.
We yes. hear the song's finished early. You all need to get up and go down and give Georgie a big cuddle, mm-hmm. a big hug, yep. support her, tell her how yes. great she is. And so that'll be our closing shot.
I did.
You did. Hamish did yep. as well. Yep. Yep. Pataboot did as well.
Yep.
Yep. But me.
Where were you, mate? I was actually looking out for you because, in all honesty, of the people on that panel, you're the most supportive. And so I did notice.
I've worked with her the longest.
I know.
And but I just thought, the performance wasn't up to it, you know. I didn't feel like that.
You did a reverse version of The Voice and you spun your chair the other way. I looked up and your back was just facing her.
Well, no, I couldn't. So here's the thing. While she was performing and they were saying we're going to have to fill time, there was no way for me to communicate with the person talking to us in our ear that I wasn't going to be able to walk down to Georgie because I was attached with my microphone to the chair. The way yes. they mic me up is different to the way they mic you guys up because they put your battery packs on the back of your clothes, whereas they can't do that on ours. But because we were in the background of her song the whole time with our mics on, I couldn't say, I'm not going to be able to do that.
No, so you couldn't even mime because we were in the back of the shop.
Exactly. And so I stood there standing and I thought perhaps I got away with it. I thought perhaps it just looked like I was just a bit slow to get down. And then I had all these people after the show texting me going, why didn't you go give Georgie a hug? What happened there? What's happened between you and Georgie?
It's a rift.
So then I sent our producer, Bendel, who runs our show, a note saying you really stitched me up there. How bad did that look?
Because that's not the word you used.
I mean, it's
not
the words
I
used. I just said that was so unfair. Everyone's going to think I didn't want to give Georgie a hug. Anyway, he sent me a message this morning and he said, I've just watched it back and it didn't look like he didn't care. Everyone knew what was going on because over the credits rising above the applause, all you could hear was the screams of, Georgie! Georgie, I'm attached! Georgie, I'm attached! Which makes sense because my dad just sent me a message last night saying, why did you keep saying I'm attached? I'm attached. And now I understand why.
It sounds like you were going to make out with her, but you had to let her know, when I'm attached.
I'm just not sure why I thought that I should draw the attention to myself by yelling when all I should have been doing is drawing the attention to all of you down there and not the lone object standing in the background.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Quark Expeditions, the leader in polar adventures to Antarctica. It's not too late. Visit quarkexpeditions.com.
Penguins.
Stop, you're saying it wrong.
Winning.
Penguining, it is back and we are giving you a chance to win your way to Antarctica. This trip worth $43,000.
Ooh. Sounds pretty amazing. Don't
this
you reckon,
is making
Emma?
Making me want to go.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We can't win this trip. You've been there, Tommy. I think it might be my next holiday.
It's literally, I know they throw the phrase around a lot, but it's literally a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It is.
Emma, what are you looking forward to most about going to Antarctica?
Probably see the animals, lots of ice.
Lots of ice.
How do you go with the cold, Em?
Not too bad. I don't mind it. I actually have never really seen snow, so I can see lots of that end ice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Emma, all you have to do is listen to me writing an Antarctica-themed word. If you tell us what the word is, if you guess just by the pen strokes, the trip is yours. Are you ready?
I am ready. My heart is pumping.
Okay.
All right.
Your
ready
word,
to go, Tommy?
Yeah. I'm starting to write your word now. Emma, what do you think it is?
Oh, God, it sounds like a lot. I'm just going to go polar bear.
Polar bear? Taking a stab.
Polar bear.
It's so hard. That's so hard.
Em?
I mean, there are polar bears there, yeah?
Yeah.
So I think a bit more research would have helped you in this one.
Oh, know.
Are they in the Arctic? They're at the top, not the bottom. Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
say?
No.
Polar bears and penguins don't inhabit the same place.
Oh. Oh.
And there are penguins in Antarctica. So it is not polar bear. I'm sorry, but it was an animal, Emma. Ridiculous. It was whales.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. I do love whales too. Bugger.
Thanks for playing, Em.
No worries. Thank you.
Cheers.
If you want to play penguining and win your way to Antarctica, head to carrieandtommy.com.au. Save an expedition to Antarctica. It's not too late. Visit quarkexpeditions.com.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Up next, Husey with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, we are super pumped up.
I'd just like to point out that you go on and on and on about your friendship with Lindsay Lohan. You guys are besties.
God. What have you done?
But
oh, no.
I'm not sure whether Sarah Jessica Parker has been commenting on your Instagram page.
Get out of it.
SJP.
Yeah,
SJP.
Yeah, she's a friend of the Carrie and Tommy show now.
Come over the top with the SJP.
What was the comment?
Just look, like to be fair, she signed. She signed a note for a friend of mine, and then I subsequently lost the note. Oh. And then they put it on Instagram, me rifling through the recycling bin trying to find the note. And then she gorgeously posted a thing saying, "What was the name of the girl again? I'll write you another one." Only to discover that Tommy had the note all the time.
He didn't have it. But you need to thank me. Because if it wasn't for me, you would have never struck up that relationship with SJP. And so basically I did you a favour. You're welcome.
And that is true. And I have been DMing her and she hasn't got back to me. So
has Tommy had a crack at her DMs as well? Have you slid in there, Tommy?
And he pretended that she'd got back to him and not me. And I can't tell you how upset it made me. But he was pranking me then as well. So nothing is real in our life.
Maybe SJP is not even real. You know,
how many Insta followers does she have? Do we know?
Like 5 million, I think.
Oh, God, that's heaps, isn't it?
Pranking is exhausting.
Mate. Lindsay's got about 10 million though, but anyway.
Oh,
it's not a competition,
I don't think that means she's more famous. I think it just means
more Insta famous.
Are younger. This is a fantastic question. I would argue that SJP is more iconic and certainly more famous than Lindsay Lohan.
That's a good one. I actually don't know. I'm not sure.
You don't know. Of course, you do know.
SJP is more famous than Lindsay Lohan.
Has a franchise role.
Yeah, but now we're saying SJP, and some people think we're talking about it some sort of fruit can company. So.
Two fruits.
SPC.
SPC.
Also very iconic.
Who's more famous, Lilo or SJP?
I reckon globally now. Yeah, I think Sarah Jessica Parker might have her, but it's a very interesting
question.
How can
you tell?
It's hard because in Australia, we're obviously Lindsay heavy at the moment, so we're thinking the whole world is talking about
Lindsay. And you know what?
Lindsay.
You're right, Carrie. I probably hadn't thought about Lindsay for a good 15 years before the last couple of weeks.
Mate, Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan, we actually are in text conversation every day, all right?
Yeah, so, which makes me
I mean, it's actually Virgin
SJP is easily more famous then.
Yeah, because SJP doesn't have time to be texting and DMing.
I didn't say who's the busier, did I?
Weird. Come on, mate. I think Lindsay Lohan's got to the point where she's famous for being famous.
Yes, and that's the only fame you really want in the long run.
In the long run?
No, it's not. Anyway, we've got a mad show coming.
You're not going to be happy if you don't die without a sex tape, are you?
Me? A sex tape?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
It's a real bombshell to put in with 30 seconds going.
Hang on.
I think we've got to reset here. This is fantastic.
Because let me have a crack.
My wife tonight, honey. It's lights on.
I've heard that you're a drug addict. Quick, buzz, end the show.
I can't help myself. I got to chase that dragon.
All right. We're out of here. He's in it up next. Bye, everyone.
Wow. See you guys.
Hello. Fun.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.